Quinty's New Rocksaurus 91X. That was Silver Chair with Freak. Now, Jane's Addictions fans, you have something to look forward to. Finally, frontman Perry Farrell has confirmed his band plan on working on a new album probably about this time next year, and that they actually have roughly 60 new songs in the pipeline. Apparently has been doing a ridiculous amount of writing. The singer, who has been bedbound in his Los Angeles home for the last 2 months after recently undergoing surgery, has said his band will be laying down these tracks in January of 2013, so around this time next year, actually saying, quote, "I haven't written this much or been this prolific since I started when I was in my 20s. It's been coming out fantastic. I'm super excited. Everything will really start to gel and come together probably this time next year." Now, he does say he's trying to distance himself from 2011's The Great Escape artist, saying that it didn't make as big of a splash as he was hoping for, but he has a fresh angle to take with this album, and he's hoping that this twist should mix things up. Keep tuned in. Your news is at the top of the hour.
Ho ho, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen. I'm hungry, thirsty, and freezing my jingle bells off.
Look, Santa, we're in Belleville, home of the Beaufort Pub, Quinty's only British pub, featuring a new menu with the best pub food and a very merry selection of fine drafts.
The Beaufort Pub, you say?
Yes, Santa. Located at 173 Dundas Street East, formerly Winchester Arms. Same great staff and service.
Why, it's like a gift to Santa. Ho, 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 ho. Let's go.
Now here's a message from Alcoholics Anonymous.
I grew up in a normal home in a normal town. All of a sudden, everything got crazy. I didn't talk to anybody about the way I was feeling. I was scared and I was alone. I started drinking and taking pills. I just didn't want to deal with what was happening in my life. I knew about AA, but I thought I was too young. I found out I was wrong. If you're having a problem with your drinking, why don't you give us a call?
AA, it works. Look us up in the phone book or check your local newspapers.
It's plus 11 and mainly sunny. I'm Shawnee Rochetti with 91X News. Today, the Loyalist Practical Nursing Program teamed up with the Justice Studies and Fitness Programs to teach the students about health promotions. Melissa LeMaire has the story.
A crowd of students got into line to get their blood pressure checked today. The Loyalist Practical Nursing Program held a blood pressure clinic at the college. The program teamed up with the Justice Studies and Fitness Programs to teach the students in the program about health promotion. It was a chance for the practical nursing students to put some of their theories into practice. Registered nurse and Professor Barbara Remington explained.
Students have been kept busy. They find that they're nervous to start with, and it's a real person, and it's someone they don't know. So that's the first experience they've had with that.
First-year nursing student Andrea Cameron said it was a bit nerve-wracking this morning, but exciting.
I was a bit nervous this morning, but I'm excited to do it. I want to, help people and stuff.
Larry Cook, who teaches in the Justice Studies program, explains why it is important for people to know what their blood pressure is.
Being one of the major risk factors, you know, sort of number one there on the list for stroke and as well as heart disease. So we want to get it under control, especially when they're young.
The clinic was held in the Loyalist Link Lounge in the morning, as well as in the afternoon. For more information, people are encouraged to see the school nurse or their family doctor. I'm Melissa Lemaire, QNET News, Loyalist College.
The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has recalled cherry tomatoes, saying that they may be contaminated with salmonella. The food agency is warning the public not to eat Crown brand cherry tomatoes that come in 551 milliliter containers and with universal product code 0333836555208 that were sold between November 13th and November 21st. The public is also being warned about cherry tomatoes in Safeway store-made party trays that were sold between November 14th and November 21st. These products have been distributed in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, the Northwest Territories, and the Yukon, and may have been distributed nationally. The CFIA says there have been no reported illnesses associated with the tomatoes. The mayor of London, Ontario, says he isn't leaving office after being charged with fraud and other offenses in an investigation dating to his time as a federal cabinet minister. Joe Fontana was charged yesterday with fraud under $5,000, breach of trust by a public official, and uttering forged documents. Fontana says that he is staying in office because of his responsibilities to the citizens who elected him.
I'm not stepping aside. I'm not going to abandon my post. I have a responsibility and obligation that was given to me by the people of London 2 years ago, like they did to my colleagues. I am confident that this council, the community, come together so that we can complete the work that's been requested of us.
There have been calls for Fontana to temporarily step aside as mayor pending the outcome of the RCMP investigation. Halifax police say a military helicopter has been forced to make an emergency landing in a vacant lot. Constable Peter Borges says the Department of National Defense contacted police advising them that a helicopter was experiencing difficulties and needed to make an emergency landing. Borges says the chopper landed in a vacant gravel lot near a grocery store on Parkview Way off Larry Utech Boulevard in the Halifax suburb of Bedford. He says military police and paramedics were called to the scene, but they do not believe anyone was injured. Traffic was not disturbed. Saskatchewan Premier Brian Walls says the impact of the federal decision to cut health benefits for refugees is unbelievable. Walls says he doesn't understand why Ottawa would not cover the cost of chemotherapy for a refuge in Saskatoon. Saskatchewan Health Minister Dustin Duncan revealed Wednesday that federal government would not be paying for the man's chemo, so the province is taking care of his bill. The premier says that's just common sense. The federal government changed the health rules in the spring to ensure failed asylum seekers did not take advantage of Canadian free health care. The Ontario government is launching a $5 million ad campaign to promote a program that offers more than $400 million in tuition rebates to college and university students. Two television commercials will inform post-secondary students that they may qualify for tuition rebates of up to 30%. Students with families income under $160,000 can get up to $1,680 back on university tuitions and up to $770 back on college tuition fees. The commercials will be airing immediately and will be taken off the air on December 1st and resume in early January. However, the Progressive Conservatives said the Ontario can't afford more than $420 million the tuition rebates cost the government each year. The man who led a public inquiry into the failed police investigation of serial killer Rob Picton has handed in his report to the BC government. Wally Opal studied why it took so long for the Vancouver police and RCMP to identify Picton as the suspect in BC's missing women's case, despite warnings that he was preying on sexual workers on Vancouver's downtown east side. The government says the 1,448-page report and its recommendations will be made public in mid-December. Earlier this week, three BC advocacy groups declared the inquiry a failure, saying it didn't do enough to include the voices of women. The report will make strong recommendations to better protect the most vulnerable citizens in society. That's 91X News to 406. Sam Norman has sports next.
My dad has multiple sclerosis. He's lost use of his arms and legs. so he can't wash his hair or feed himself. Since I see every day all I can't do, I try to help him eat his dinner and wash his face. Hopefully, we'll find a cure for MS someday. Melinda, age 13.
MS lives here. The MS Society of Canada helps families learn to live with MS while we search for a cure. They count on us. Can we count on you?
Good afternoon, I'm Sam Norman with 91X Sports. The CFL and Calgary Stampeders have reached a compromise on Quick Six. The league announced Thursday the Stampeders horse mascot and rider Karen Drake will be on the sidelines at Rogers Centre on Sunday when Calgary faces the Toronto Argonauts in the 100th Grey Cup. But Quick Six won't be able to gallop up and down the sidelines when Calgary scores due to a lack of available space and safety concerns. Drake and Quick Six charges down the sidelines at McMahon Stadium when the Stampeders score a touchdown. The compromise comes after league and Stampeder officials met to discuss concerns the mascot wouldn't be allowed to make the trip to Toronto. The Stampeders arrived in Toronto Tuesday to begin preparation for the Grey Cup, but Quick Six and Drake remained in Alberta. And for more in horse news, a downtown Toronto hotel is finally opening its doors to the Calgary equestrian tradition. The Royal York Hotel had initially declined to allow Marty the horse into the hotel's lobby, but later changed its mind and welcomed the 15-year-old dark brown stallion through its front doors. It's a custom that Stampeders fans started in 1948 when they rode a horse through the Royal York lobby. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Brian Roethlisberger and his wife are welcoming their new son. Roethlisberger posted the news about Benjamin Jr. on his website Thursday. He says wife Ashley gave birth to their first child Wednesday at 10:06 p.m. The boy weighed 7 pounds, 1 ounce, and is just over 19 inches long. The quarterback says mother and baby are both doing well. He adds, "We want to thank everyone for their thoughts and prayers. It really means a lot to us. God is so good." Roethlisberger says he'll have pictures to post this weekend. Police in Rome are investigating a brutal attack on Tottenham fans out drinking ahead of their team's Europa League match against Lazio. At least one person was stabbed and several were taken to the hospital. Some 50 masked hooligans wielding cobblestones, metal bars, and knives attacked the British fans and trashed a pub in Rome where Tottenham fans had gathered on the eve of the game. Referee Mark Gladenberg has been cleared by the English Football Association of using racist language towards a Chelsea player. The FA says it concluded this investigation and will not take disciplinary action. A Chelsea player said he heard Gladenberg tell teammate John Obi Mikel to "shut up, you monkey," during an October 28th match against Manchester United. New York Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist finally found a game to play. Lundqvist will join other locked-out NHLers for Operation Hattrick, a charity game being held in Atlantic City on Saturday. All proceeds from the event will go directly to the Empire State Relief Fund, the New Jersey Hurricane Relief Fund, and the American Red Cross, which is aiding New York and New Jersey families affected by Hurricane Sandy. That's 91X Sports 409. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91X.fm. That's sports. Here's Shawnee Ricchetti with weather.
It's plus 11. Today, fog. Patches dissipating near noon, high 11. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness before morning, low of 6. Friday, mainly cloudy, rain showers beginning early in the morning and ending in the afternoon, then 40% chance of rain showers or flurries late in the afternoon and in the evening. High 9 with temperatures falling to plus 3 in the afternoon. I'm Shawnee Rochetti with Sam Norman. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 6.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.